Introspective, inward-looking, self-examining, characterized by or given to introspection.
Welcome to the Introspective Podcast, your compass for internalizing the path towards optimal lifestyle design, business success, and mindful entrepreneurship with your host, Jake Anderson.
And we are back for another episode here on the Introspective Podcast. I am your host, Jake Anderson, and I'm excited to kick off today's episode talking about mindset, but in a very different light. I used to have a perspective of mindset that really was almost isolated in this thought that it was all about positive thinking, and it can have a bit of fluff to it as well. And I understood the purpose of it, and I understand that mindset's really important. But after having a conversation with Asara Sunri, I had completely shifted my whole perspective of mindset and really what it means, because we had a deeper dive into it. And in that conversation, we thought, you know what, this needs to be brought to the podcast, because the goal here is to get you a shift, is to shift your perspective and looking at things differently. And as we think about mindset, and especially, you know, things around the topics of self-care and conscious prosperity, it's really important that we understand exactly how this works. So I'm excited to bring Asara on the show. She is an empath empowerment coach, teaches emotional mastery and success mindset for manifesting a joyful life from prosperity, consciousness, and increase abundance. Asara's experience of living authentically has led her to a richer life, confident and determined to reach her personal abundance and relationship goals with inspired actions. Enjoying the journey in every moment, success is personal. I welcome to the show, Asara. Asara, how are you doing?
Thank you so much, Jake. I am so excited to dive deeper and to see what is coming to the surface for other people to explore within themselves, right? How to make it work for them, what we share here. And I love that you provide this container to go deeper, because that's actually where the empowerment happens. It happens within the individual, because it changes your perception. And that really is the greatest catalyst for having different life experiences.
Absolutely. And that was the thing that, you know, when we had set up our initial call just to kind of have that discussion and explore, I think we were on a call for like an hour and a half too. It was a really good talk. And I remember there were just certain things that you had said that really opened my eyes to understanding mindset and understanding really what it means to kind of navigate through that. You've got such structure around it is something that I also noticed, you know, through that conversation, that you're very clear. You made it very clear for me. That was the thing. It's like, oh, I get it. Like, I feel like I'm understanding it now. And it's not too, like, I think sometimes mindset can go down this direction where it can get really fluff. And it's almost like hard for me to wrap my mind around what it actually is outside of like, yeah, I know to think positively and I know to, you know, have that confidence and et cetera. And I know all that's important as part of it, but I think there's another level here that we need to explore into really opening our minds. So I want to start with a question for you that I just want to give the audience the opportunity to really learn more about what you do with mindset and with, you know, prosperity consciousness and how you can manifest this all into your life. So let's just take a few minutes and bring that to the table about what you're doing with people and how you're helping them with this particular area of expertise.
It really comes back to the three levels of the mindset, right? So what I do is I start with level one, and that's the personal mindset. And to really explore what's in there, right? What do you put in your personal mindset? What are you putting in your daily thoughts about life? And when we stay just with a positive mindset, we can end up being very disempowered, very disappointed with people who are not really like responding the way we're believing, you know, how it has to manifest. We're staying almost stuck to our positivity and becoming like a doormat.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So number one is positivity, but it has to be a healthy positivity that you apply. So when you apply a successful personal mindset, because I look under the energy of success, that's the first. But just a personal mindset is great, but what kind? Just being happy? Great. That's awesome. And you're still living in this world. You need to feed yourself. You need to have a home. You need these basic things for a human to take care of yourself. So when it comes to successful personal mindset, then going deeper in it, it's personal. What is your success? You have to be clear. What is a successful life for you? Is it including a partnership right now? Yes or no? That's important. Is it including a location? Is it what kind of home? What kind of lifestyle do you want? So you have to get clear. So then you're applying your positive mindset in a certain direction, supporting your personal success that you desire. You create a vision. And to do that successfully, because it has a lot to do with worthiness, right? You often hear really successful people say, think big. And we're like, no, that's too big. Like, that's scary. I don't want to go there. The reason they say that, because they have developed a really good personal relationship with themselves, meaning they're deserving, they have confidence, and they are self-loving. They're not denying themselves to experience beautiful things. So a successful personal mindset is really coming home to yourself, get to know yourself, listen to yourself, softening up about what your truth is and what you feel without judging yourself or anyone else. And this helps you to really be like loving to yourself, take actions to nourish yourself, to listen to your body when your body is worn out and tired. You're like, I wish I could finish this one more project and my body's not on board. What it means in the vibrational universe, no matter if you have a positive mindset, you're still lowering your vibration a little bit and pushing yourself a little bit too much with the body, and it's not necessary. That comes a little bit from scarcity. If I don't get it finished, then it means I'm not getting something. And that is a little bit of vibrational energy. If you're tired and you want to execute something, you're very neutral about it. You're just like, I want to finish this one thing. I have the energy for it, but then I'm done. That's different. But if you're forcing yourself based on scarcity, you have to finish something, then your vibration changes and then it becomes frustrating. You can get in the tendency. I've seen with some of my clients and people, their persona is getting overwhelmed. Right? They're like, I have an anxiety persona, I call it. Mm-hmm. And that's what they apply to all their life. And then when stuff happens, they collapse. The personal success mindset is collapsing when it's not happening on the outside how they wish, right? They're more like, oh, it's a good day. I'm positive. And then when they really would explore what happens when they're not happy anymore, their self-talk starts changing. Mm-hmm. So then the stability, mm-hmm. their own foundation of their personal success mindset is not as strong. That's where the work starts. Right? To be more loving, more listening to yourself, to your needs and desires. You're also human. You have a body. You have emotions. And all of that has to be factored in to nourish the ground level, your first soil, your internal relationship with yourself. You're deserving of rest. You're deserving of prosperity. You're deserving of abundance. But you're also deserving of rest.
Right.
Right? So yeah. This is like number one, to build a structure to come back to yourself a lot and check in with yourself. And checking in, we talked about it, like having questions. Like the question is very simple. How are you feeling right now? Very simple question. Nobody mm-hmm. else is around. You can ask yourself the question and you can go like, well, I'm really stressed right now. Okay. So what can you do to get yourself out of stress? I can take a 10-minute break or I can meditate for 5 minutes. Good. So then you become active and self-caring. And that builds a stronger foundation for you actually to increase your prosperity. Because the prosperity is coming towards you, right? You're mm-hmm. the receiver of it all. And if your foundation is stronger, you can also handle when in business things are not working out well. What leads to the second? I don't know if you have a question, but that actually leads directly to the second mindset.
Gotcha. Well, I do have just really quick before we get into number two, with number one, and just to recap this, I understand this is successful personal mindset. So this is... It almost sounds like this is really getting clarity on you as a person, your lifestyle, what you really want. And you had mentioned about checking in with yourself. asking yourself, well, how do I feel? Well, I feel stressed. Okay, well, what can I do to get unstressed? Are those check-ins that you have with yourself, is that something that you should be doing, you know, just whenever you get the feeling that maybe there's some negative lowering of vibration or negative feelings entering in, or it should just be something, you know what, in the morning I check in with myself, and mid-afternoon I should check in with myself, and in the evening. Like, is there a structure there that somebody should keep in mind when they should stop and just like, let's stop, let's question the feeling, the current state that we're at now, and then let's figure out how we should adjust?
Yeah, so the check-in happens almost automatically when I feel something is a little off.
Okay. So when you feel off, that's when you're like, what's going on here?
I feel like it's not flowing. I'm a little off. Mm-hmm. I'm like, wait a minute. Before I keep rushing, I slow down and go like, hey, what's on? What's going on? Gotcha. And I just take a moment to listen to myself, as a friend would come by and say, hey, what's going on right now? And I give myself the space to just explore what's going on, what I'm maybe not wanting to look at, or where I'm creating our own unnecessary frustration. Gotcha. And that can often happen when we're not asking for help, right? We're like entrepreneurs, people that I have found caring people to be too self-caring in an unhealthy way, where they don't empower themselves to ask sometimes for help, to outsource. Mm-hmm. It's really important sometimes to say, oh, why do I have to figure it out? I know somebody. I'm going to ask them the question. They probably can give me a helpful input that saves me time. So it's also a little bit of an action that follows after the check-in.
Yeah.
To make it effective. Because this way you're building self-trust with your own being, that you're taking care of yourself. Mm-hmm. And that increases your vibration, your deserving vibration, kind of like a deserving vibration would aligns with the allowing more prosperity coming in.
Yeah. Yeah, makes sense. Makes complete sense. Okay, that's level one. Now we're moving into level two.
Yeah, so what happens once each being wants to share. We have passions, entrepreneurs have stuff they want to share. So what happens next is like your successful business or abundance mindset. You can call it either way. It's a similar pattern. Mm-hmm. So abundance is like you're going outside of yourself to share something. You have a structure, an offering, a message, a product. So when that happens, your successful mindset is, what is your actions? What type of actions are you taking? Right? We can take one that based on scarcity, right? If I don't do this, if I don't market this, if I don't go with something to make that amount of money, then I won't get that. And then our actions can be misaligned and cause later some stuff we have to deal with. And I love the story that actually Dean Gardosi was sharing, that there was a time in his life that he made a business decision, giving his business to someone to manage it that he wasn't aligned with. Hmm. That person didn't have the same kind of view about life, the kind of personality possibly. And that later caused discord. So aligned actions is really like, where is that coming from? Is it coming from the plan that you made, that you're really excited about to try out these steps and see if you're succeeding, right? Failing, succeeding, it's one of the same. It's just moving forward, right?
Yeah.
When you fail, you're still succeeding because you're trying something. Without trying it, you can't see what works. But the goal is to see to find out what works for you, and you're going to try different things that are failing, meaning they're not working for you. What is amazing, because you don't want to spend time with things that are not working for you. Mm-hmm. So the aligned actions is also feedback, right? So you're taking aligned actions, you're seeing how the market or people respond, you learn to listen to them and to yourself, and then you make a new aligned action to create your success. So you're creating like a lasting success. You're happy how it works for you, and you're happy how it works for others.
Yes.
That's prosperity, because yes. It's not an either or. It's like you're trusting that it's okay if it doesn't succeed. You're trusting that the people will tell you why it's not working, and you're allowing yourself to listen, not to take it personally. Mm. Right? To be like, thank you for the information that this is not working for you. Tell me more about it.
I think a lot of entrepreneurs struggle with that too, like the constructive criticism, as well as it is really challenging to find people in business that are aligned with your values, I think, especially like you were talking about Dean and how he had a partner that wasn't aligned, and then turned into issues, which that's happened to me too. I've been there, and finding that alignment, I think it's such a gift when you do find it. And I think the other thing too, to add to this, a way to leverage that could be if you find somebody like Asara, like you've got a network of people, you and I are aligned, right? We're yeah. aligned, and we have core values that are aligned, but I know that you have a really strong network of people that you are very committed to, very loyal to. You're loyal to each other, whether whoever it may be. So if I know that you and I are aligned, it's very likely that I'm probably also going to be aligned with somebody in your network. So I think from a business perspective, that could be a way to kind of find that alignment, because I know that I can just speak for myself, and I'm sure any other entrepreneur listens, like, yeah, finding that alignment can be so challenging. It's like the people, finding the right people and finding the right opportunities and always making sure that you're aligned with those actions. It can be really challenging.
Yeah, but this is like the journey. You're learning to connect with your tribe by also connecting to people you're not aligned with. Because what happens, the gift of what I see is that you really cherish when you have your alignment, right? You really value it because you kind of had other experiences. So when you're finding these connections that really work for you, you really are willing to also put energy and effort in it because you're valuing it. So that's actually what I find really amazing. And yes, sometimes we're frustrated that things are not working out, but I always have the attitude of thank you, because I know it's working out for me if something is not working out for me.
Mm. Well, it's kind of like if it's that misalignment gives you clarity of where is alignment. Is that what you mean by that? Like when you find something that's aligned, it's like, okay, this didn't work, but that brings me a step closer to knowing what does work. I know that this shouldn't be part of the equation because now I've been through it and I can see that there's misalignment there. So I have that clarity moving forward.
Exactly. And the clarity is something you develop. So you're developing yourself, especially in business, right? It's not a one-way street. You're developing yourself a lot too.
Yeah. And you got to be conscious about it. I mean, that's the thing. Like, don't be unconscious. Like, as you're going through the journey, consciously be aware of how you're aligned with decisions and opportunities and people that you're working with versus just kind of unconsciously going through the journey and not really thinking about those experiences, then you start repeating the same mistakes.
Yeah, and what you just mentioned was decisions. So what you're learning in that process, because life is a journey, is a process, is making decisions, right? Yeah. So if you're repeating the same decisions that lead you nowhere and you're frustrated getting the same opportunities, then it's up to you. You may have to make different decisions, right? It's also a yes on your side when you're deciding to work with somebody you're feeling not aligned with. Right? So that's something you experience, and afterwards you have to make a decision. You have to be the person who says maybe no a lot. So you feel like that's aligned.
Yeah.
It's not aligned, or it stays aligned. And as a business person, you have to be able to be a little fluid in that and not take it personally. Right? You have to learn to make decisions, not to take it personally, and just really understanding that you have to stay on your own alignment, and things can change on both sides. And that is totally okay.
I want to share something about level two, because this is something you said to me in our call that I thought was really powerful, and it all sums up into everything you're saying. I just add a little context and story to this here. So I remember if you recall this conversation, I was asking you about, we were talking about like hiring your friends and people in business, and I was like, yeah, you know, I had hired somebody hold on a second, let me back up here. It was around the idea of how do you I guess provide accountability or discipline or even any some repercussions to behavior to somebody who's working with you who's a friend or family member. And I was like, yeah, because I was like, there's this conflict of interest where And I went through this where I had somebody working with me who was a good friend, and there were certain actions I wasn't particularly happy about, but I was really conflicted in my own head about it because I'm like, I don't, number one, this is my business and I need to do what's best for the business. But number two, this is a friend and I want to protect that friendship as well. And the thing that you had said to me, I thought that was really powerful, was you have to ask yourself certain questions, you know, as you go into that type of relationship. And I'll give you the table here for a second, because I might be messing it up a little bit. I'm just remembering as I'm interpreting this as I remember it. But what I took from it was, it's like, ask yourself the question before you hire a friend, like, am I okay with having, you know, with potentially having to fire this person because of lack of performance or what have you? Am I okay with that? Is this something I'm okay with? Am I okay with evaluating this person's performance, who's also a close friend of mine? Like, if you're about to hire a really close friend, you should be evaluating their performance. Are you okay with that? And shifting into your business mindset is really what you needed to do, is what I needed to do. Is like, listen, personal stuff aside, we are now looking at the business, and this isn't working. We've got to deal with it. And that's where I was struggling with. I was still kind of like struggling to get really into that mindset and dealing with those types of conversations. I just wanted to share, I don't know if you remember that story or not from that conversation we had, but I remember when you said that to me, I thought, wow, okay, like I can now almost see myself shifting over into this new, not almost like a new person, but it's definitely a mindset that kind of creates, okay, this is how we are right now. This is how our relationship is. And those aligned actions, like you say, is really speaks to that story. It's like my actions should be aligned to what's best for the business, understanding that there is a friend working with me in this business, and I understand that I might have to deal with some uncomfortable conversations here, but I have to stay in that mindset that allows me to persevere through it and kind of come out on the other side for both of us, you know, not just myself, but also the friend. So I just wanted to share that story because I thought I remember it being kind of like a light bulb moment in my head when I thought about this business or abundance mindset and having aligned actions and really bringing clarity to that.
What I noticed, you were answering your question before you start the story. You said something. You weren't probably conscious of it. You said conflict of interest. So you already were aware that there most likely could be a conflict that could happen. Conflict of interest, because it was friendship and business, and there was a conflict of interest. Mm. You know, that's why you had to ask yourself a question. Are you willing to let that friendship go? Because it could happen to be a conflict of interest, and then that relationship would be in the conflict. Right. And then both of them would be gone. Right?
Yeah.
So that's important. You know, are you really willing to hire him so much because he's so great for the business? And if he's not, you can fire him. And you're okay with it, but you're also okay with the friendship being gone, possibly.
But yeah, it's very like, I mean, ours went away. I had to fire him. It came to that point. It took a long time to get there because there's the friendship that was in the middle of it. And that led to furthering the business position that he was in far longer than it should have went, because there was a friendship there and you know, it was causing that conflict of interest. So I always tell anybody who's listening, in fact, I'm actually going to be doing an episode on this. I can't remember. I know it's in my planner, about hiring friends and family and kind of what that means. And the reason I'm bringing it up, because I do think it ties into this conversation, especially on that level two, when you're thinking about aligned actions. And if you're in that position of thinking about hiring your friend, or maybe it's your mom or your wife or your husband, whatever it is, and there's that kind of real close connection there, you know, you need to ask yourself some questions and have an honest conversation with yourself, I think, before you move into that decision. So I wanted to make that little plug. I'll let you continue on with level two, but I just wanted to make that plug because I think it's something that spoke to me personally just through our conversations. And I just wanted to share that story, but please continue on with level two.
Yeah, so I want to add, so it's really perfect, because on level two, what can happen, our actions can be fear-based, right? So when you have a little conflict, because you're like, I want to hire my friend, I think he would do the job, but you're also feeling underlying fear, right? Because something else could happen. So then your energy is shifting in vibration, because there's a little bit of fear underneath it.
Yeah.
And for business decisions, it's really beneficial to build these business relationships, right? They're still going to be personal. They don't have to be completely unpersonal. They're actually way better when they're personal. But when the meeting point is really on the business level, and collaborations. You're like, yeah, you're like the person I want to have in my network. You're the person I really love to connect, and also on a personal level. But what comes first comes this awareness of on what level you choose to connect. And when you say you choose to connect on a business level, then you can bring in also the personality and the personal stuff to get to know each other better, to actually to have this like build like a really good and healthy business relationship that offers collaboration, check-ins, like you both are in the same boat to see each other succeed, and you're like benefiting and then can help each other with like, yeah, I have somebody I'm using in my business. I can give you the number. But you're building the healthy collaborations, but you're meeting on the level of business. You're very clear about that's where we're meeting.
Do you think that's an interesting point. Like, do you feel like they're, what are your thoughts on boundaries with people who are on your team in business? Because I agree. I do think that having that personal relationship to a degree with somebody is a good thing in business. If I have an employee and they're doing great, and even on that collaborative level, we are, you know, there's a very friendly exchange. It's positive. You know, it's a personal thing. Like, I'm asking about their family. Like, I like to be personal with the people I work with. I don't like to create those walls. But I do believe there's also boundaries that have to be established. Maybe not. I'm just thinking about how far does it go to where, you know what, maybe it, like, I'll give you an example. Like, there's a particular company I know, and this caused a lot of issues, actually, to my understanding, you know, within the company. And one of the staff members was best friends with the owner. But there was, you know, 30 people working here. But one of the people was like best friends with the owner. And it started to show, like, when that's the case, I mean, they're going on vacations together. You know, that was a relationship. And so the other staff members are going to look at that relationship, and they were kind of in a way feeling threatened by it. So whenever that person would get any kind of a perk, or it seemed like there was a little bit of favoritism, which I think it started to become obvious that there was, whether it was intentional or not, it started creating some toxicity like throughout the organization, because people thought that there was a lot of favoritism going on. And that's kind of where, in my opinion, like, that's where you got to really kind of start building some boundaries. But is that like, do you have any thoughts there on boundaries when it comes to like your mindset as it applies to those relationships with people? And because that was kind of what we were talking about, what you were talking about was like, yes, it's good to be personal, but at the same time, you know, what boundaries do we need to be mindful of here?
Well, there's a big difference. So when I talk about the connecting on a deeper level, connecting on the business, mm-hmm. connecting on a deeper level, I talk about people who are in a similar level. So they are CEOs.
Yeah.
When I hire somebody, it changes. It's a different relationship. The personal right. relationship is going to be different. Mm-hmm. So whatever was happening in a company is very unhealthy,
yeah.
because it creates this discord, and that happens, and other people don't want to hard work that hard because they're like, it doesn't matter if I work hard, that person's already being favored.
Yeah.
Like, that's very unhealthy. So it's yeah. There's what I talk about is how I collaborate, for example, with you. That's mm-hmm. a really different relationship. We're both the CEOs. You're not hiring me to do something for you, but if you do for some parts, there's going to be a container, really clear container we both agree on 100%.
Right. Yeah.
Being of service for each other. But if you hire me, like in certain way, if I'm hiring a team, it's different because I am the CEO. I have to hold the energy capacity, and then it's equal for the people because mm-hmm. they each have their different parts that they're contributing by choice to work for me. And I appreciate that. So I do have a personal relationship, understanding, hey, what's going on a little bit in their life, but to only a certain extent. Mm-hmm. But that's where the boundary comes in. Because also it's a time boundary, to be honest. I wouldn't have the time to do that, nor do I want to on that level. But I'm a very caring person, so I can connect quickly to someone within 2 or 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But that's mm-hmm. a choice of you, how you want to connect. I don't need to know everything about their life. But I can choose to really be present with them for 2 or 3 minutes and connect to them.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes a great impact.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And I agree. It's that you're stepping in and you are holding the energy as a leader for your organization and that connection with your team, anybody you collaborate with, whether it's a strategic partner, you know, podcast host, podcast guest, whatever that relationship looks like, bringing that energy to the table and creating that positive exchange can, you know, and being, I think, I guess, conscious about it too, I think can really provide some substantial benefits to how your relationships grow and how that affects your business.
Yeah, absolutely. I love the word consciousness. It's like having a level of consciousness, like how do you affect, right, the person you gave as an example, they're not conscious, or maybe they are, how they're affecting the rest of the team. Mm-hmm. If they were conscious, they would know how they affect the rest of the team. And as a business person, they then have to make a choice. Mm-hmm. They have to notice that there's something happening that's unbalanced. It's affecting the team, his team, right? And then it's up to him, to that person, her or him, to make a decision that's conscious, that's balancing the energy of his business so it's stable, it's succeeding. People mm-hmm. on board, you want your team to be on board, mm-hmm. right? That's mm-hmm. that's the excitement of being CEO and having people on your team. You let them know what we're doing, what we're going for, and get them on board, listening to the input, and everybody feels like they're part of the team. And then that's actually where you're succeeding more, right? Yeah. I'll make it work for you. So it's up to the person not having me willingly unconscious about it and not wanting to see it because they're like, oh, it feels so good. I have like my best friend in my company. No, it's not beneficial for the company. So they have to ask themselves, do they want to hang out with their best friend? Mm-hmm. Or do they want to have a company and manage a company and be successful? And that's a choice that they're not choosing to be conscious of that and ignoring that. And mm-hmm. then they have to deal with the effects. People might leave.
Right.
And they have to make a choice. Eventually, you probably have to make a choice because it will affect the business, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. And that's where we're coming actually in level three. And level three is the successful relationship mindset, right? Your example was perfect because there was not quite a successful relationship mindset because it was unconscious to see how it was affecting others, right? If you have a relationship with a partner, that's just you and the partner. But the example you gave, it was not just the CEO and the other person who worked for him, it was affecting other people. Mm-hmm. Yep. So that was a level of unconsciously not wanting to deal with something or see something.
Right.
And that comes into the third level of mindset and relationships. So how do you relating? Because the first one is relating to yourself, right? Like really checking in with yourself. And then the second one is how you're going outside of yourself, presenting yourself. And after that, you're stepping in level three in this relationship. Mm-hmm. And the most important thing is to be authentic, right? And the most successful people that you're seeing out there right now, they're kind of unique because they're being themselves and being authentic.
Yeah, I agree.
That happens really, really well when you are mastering level one and level two. Mm-hmm. Then you're becoming more authentic. You know, asking yourself, how do I become authentic? What do I need? Oh, I could wear, everybody's pink, kind of hair pink. That's actually really going on. I thought about it too, and I see everybody. I'm like, still going to do it. But, you know, it's coming from an authentic place for me. Mm. And I'm like, oh, that's the trend. So I was already feeling it. So I'm like, yeah, I love it. Let's do it. I'm free. That's me. I don't need anybody to like it. So authentic is like you're really sitting in your own power. And that gives you the capacity to be conscious, to see what's going on around you, how you're affecting others with who you are.
Right.
And then, then the question goes outward because you're authentic. And if you notice something, you check in with yourself, get clarity. And then in a business or in a relationship, you get to check in with the other person saying, hey, I have a feeling right now, something feels stressful in the air. What's going on? Right? So that's when you go external and then become authentic, and that gives other people to share their truth for you to get feedback. Right? It comes back to what you said, like sometimes for entrepreneurs, it's hard to hear when people are like, don't want their offer or there's no's. It's like, instead of going forward and asking more questions, like the no is awesome. When somebody gives me a no, I say, thank you. Yeah. And tell me more about you, no. I want to know why you gave me a no, because then I learn more about what I'm offering, how I can reach the people who might need my offer, but still giving me a no because if there's something going on, right? Most of the time they say no because of the money. And I'm like, well, I'm teaching prosperity consciousness, increase your income. You're giving me no for your money. Okay. So there's something about deserving. So they actually, that's why I call my website, I Am Loving Self-Care, because it starts really being caring to yourself. So that's why it comes the whole way around. And the external relationship is really being authentic, first of all, standing in your own, but being open to listen, being open to connect, being open to hear what's presented to you and taking it not against yourself. Mm-hmm. Right? Not like, oh, I got to shift. I got to do this. No, it is information. Other people give you valuable information when they give you your time and attention to you. That's always something to honor. Be like, thank you, you're giving me your time and attention. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Not necessarily that I have to like it. Right? It's not about like me liking it. It's more about me listening and learning and growing.
Yeah. Yeah, listening is almost a lost art. it's so important to learn how to or to listen and to take things in. And when you made that comment about the no can be a gift. I think that if anybody listening, like, really take that in for a second, because I think a lot of people are afraid to move forward with things because of the no, because of the lack of acceptance or, you know, if you're not who you are in that authentic self of who you are, then people aren't going to accept it. And you're afraid of that, just not being accepted by whoever it is you're trying to connect with. And I think that I've noticed, you know, and I agree with everything you're saying here, especially when you're talking about, you know, in this third level with the authenticity of it all. I think the more real and truthful you are to yourself, and as that kind of comes out to your audience and who you're speaking to, I believe it just creates a stronger relationship, and the bond gets stronger between you and those people. And if you're not, I think it shows. It's really easy to pick up. Like, I can tell when somebody's not being true to themselves. Some people are a little bit more emotionally sensitive than others. I think I have a pretty high sensitivity to emotion, to where, you know, or just they're, I guess, the vibe that they're putting out, that I can pretty quickly tell that you're not being as honest with yourself or with whatever it is that you're portraying as you should be. And I think that turns people off. And when it turns people off, it's not really creating the relationships. It's not leading to the relationships you need to create for your life and your business. So I just wanted to highlight that. I thought that was really powerful, especially the no piece, because it does give you, you know, the answers that you need. And I personally believe no is one of the most powerful words in business. I think if you can learn how to say no to not only accepting the no, but also giving the no. And if I can say no, it leads you to a more focused state. Every day I'm like always presented with something of an opportunity. And if I took them all, I would never get anything done. So I got to learn how to say no. And whether it be a relationship or somebody wants to do this or whatever it may be, it's like you have to really be focused in what you're doing. So I just wanted to bring that up because I thought that was really powerful. So in this third level, we're talking about the successful relationship type mindset and the importance of authenticity and how that really impacts our relationships with others. So is there anything else in that third level that we need to unpack there for people to understand?
Well, I like this that you brought this no in, because I had an experience not too long ago where I was so excited about what I was offering and it was coming all together, but it wasn't quite finished. Mm-hmm. And in that process, somebody gave me a no.
Yeah.
And it really set me back, because I wasn't really able to trust what I had to offer, because it wasn't all clear.
Yeah.
I just knew I had something to offer. It wasn't clear. It wasn't exactly what they wanted. It mm-hmm. was a learning process, but the no made me collapse for a while, because I was emotionally also very sensitive. That's why I focus also emotional mastery, because now it doesn't happen to me anymore. Before I didn't know how to deal with my emotions because I'm so sensitive to it. So then I just thought, oh, it's just not for me to do that. Right. But I just needed a little help. I needed a little guidance to fine tune what I was creating. I was still in the process of creating something. I was super excited, you know, and then if somebody gives you a no, it hurts.
Yeah.
It did hurt, and it took put me back. But I'm also grateful because I'm here now with a clearer message and the support that I deserve with a business coach. So that was my journey to realize, okay, there is a gap.
Yeah.
But I have so much to offer. I just need to know how to bring it all together. And then working actually with people who are emotionally sensitive is such a gift, because we have a certain language, and when we can offer each other the mastery, so that our know, the know is, like you said, it's powerful. Yeah. Either way, right? You saying no to something because you're clear on your vision, you're stepping along, you're enjoying your journey, or saying, hearing a no and just being like, okay, is there something I wish I'd say yes that I need to address? Or is that just really great because something else would show up, right? You have more peace with a no.
Yeah. Okay? Yeah.
And that's something I had to learn. I had to learn that that no is not a stop sign. Even if it doesn't feel good in the moment, it's not a stop sign. It's just a, okay, you're not, it's not quite, the people are not receiving it yet. So get to work. Get to work. You love what you're doing, so don't stop. Don't stop, right?
Right. Just don't stop. I know it's so funny. Like I remember when I was with my first business, I went through a lot of no's trying to get this business off the ground, and gosh, it feels so, you can feel so defeated after you go through that kind of experience where nobody wants to say yes to you. And, but looking back on it, if I would have been, and it took me probably longer than it should have for me to figure out what the real answer was, but every no was pretty much telling me the same answer as to why it was a no. If I would have paid attention to it, I would have learned that. And what it was focus. And what I mean by that, I'll tell this, I'll share this really super quick story, because people are like, well, what was it? So let me like close that loop real quick for people. But basically, when I was getting started in business, I was going around to different venues, and I was trying to, you know, get them to, or to create some kind of relationship where they could refer my business to their clients. It was special events. And I was so all over the place. I was trying to book bands and DJing. I was trying to do lighting, and like, and I didn't realize at the time that that was actually to try to be this, you know, one-stop shop like that was actually kind of a turnoff, especially to the higher end places. They were really like looking more for specialization, and they all were saying, you know, they liked me. They had no problem with me, but they didn't want to work with me because they couldn't wrap their mind around what it was I did. And finally, I came to realization. I was like, oh, you know what? I'm just going to focus on one thing. When I did that, all those no's started turning into yeses. But if I would have paid attention to the response, and like looking back, I remember how people responded. They're like, so what do you do? You know, like they seemed a little confused. If I would have listened to that, I would have got to my yes a lot quicker. So I think using those no's, listening to what the no's mean and how that can lead you to the yeses that keep you aligned in your actions, I think that's the goal, right? Would you agree?
Now, your story relates so much to my experience. I'm just laughing because I was going through the same thing.
Yeah.
You're like, I love you. I like you. You're amazing. But what do you exactly do? And I'm like, well, everything. I'm just so excited. I can make, because I have such a capacity and tools. I can put them now in where they are now in the message to really empower empath and teach prosperity consciousness with using tools of emotional mastery, because we need it.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, if we hear a no, we're like, oh my God, nobody, you know, we just collapse too fast.
Yeah.
The next thing is just my vision was teaching prosperity consciousness. It was so hard. It was hard because I couldn't, it was my truth, but I couldn't see it. And when I kept hearing it, and I'm like, my inner yes was there, but I was still like, that's so big. But sometimes the one piece that you were like able to offer to the collective, it can be really big.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And you don't have to have it all figured out. It's just that that's your umbrella, prosperity consciousness, abundance mindset. You know, going away from there's not enough, you know, and opportunities, and aligning yourself. And yes, accepting the no. And listening to the no, learning about the no, and using it to empower yourself, right?
Yeah.
It's so important. I'm into the same journey. And you know, it was a But it's just whatever it is you learn, and we're here to share that with other people so they can be like, okay, my no, I'm going to be curious about my next no. Mm-hmm. I want to know more about my next no. And then they have the opportunity to look at their no and then maybe have the breakthrough.
Yeah.
Create the change when people start saying yes to them, want to work with them. And it's such an amazing experience when you have that.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It is. And you know, the thing is too, there's also can be a scarcity mindset, I think, when it comes to getting focused in your business. It was the same thing with me. And I think a lot of people in business go through this process where, and I was actually talking to somebody the other day about the same exact thing. I know it's a common pattern. And you feel as if you need to go really wide in what you do. Because I can, you know, I'll just use let's just use a marketing person, for example. It's like, yeah, I can build your website. Yeah, I can help you with your branding and your logo and your graphics. Oh, and I can also, and there's like, next thing you know, there's 10 things that really all require probably their individual specialization. But in your mind, you think that in order for me to survive and make the money I need to make, I got to be able to offer all 10 of these things so I can always have something to offer to somebody and able to get the close, right? And that was my mindset too when I was in business. And the crazy thing that happened, it was so wild, because my mindset was not right. It was very much a scarcity mindset. Because I didn't think that there was enough people out there who would actually just want lighting. Yeah, because that's what it was, event lighting. It's like, I can't think that there's enough people out there who would want to hire just that. Like, is there really a market? I feel like I got to do some other things to be able to keep my calendar filled and be able to do it. And then when I just surrendered to the scarcity mindset and said, I'm going to do this. This is kind of where the work's coming from. And when I did that, I actually made more money in the first 3 months just doing that one thing than I did in the 4 years combined trying to do 9 or 10 things. So there was actually more abundance, more wealth, more everything with the one thing that was focused than the 9 things combined. And it all came from that shift in the mindset of moving from scarcity to abundance and realizing
you focus on one thing, you're actually switching to abundance. Mm-hmm. Right? It's contra, because we believe if we have more, the only thing that happens when you do it all, you'd be overwhelmed.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
I'm never finished. You feel like you're not finished with stuff. You're constantly like all over the place.
Yeah.
And the abundance mindset is actually a switch, saying one thing only. That one thing only will provide anything and more that I could ever receive. I'm saying yes to it.
Yeah.
And that's actually the switch to the abundance mindset, is focusing on less, on making more, working less.
Yeah.
Create more revenue.
Right.
Don't even create revenue. It creates itself.
It's so amazing how it works.
Right. Investing into others. That's the goal. Investing into the things you want to see more in the world.
Yeah.
Being able to make to share that. Exactly where you want it to be placed. That's when it becomes really fun.
Yeah. And it's so much easier too. You mentioned this, like, it's so much easier to focus on one thing and master that one thing and become known for that one thing. Anytime somebody, there's so many benefits. I think I've even done at least, probably up to this point, I've probably done at least one solo episode on this very topic, because it's my opinion, at least in my experience, it's been the biggest turning point of success for me when I actually understood that concept of like really focusing in on one and doing less. Actually doing less makes you more. But it's a mindset shift, and you got to go through it if you really want to see that level of traction. So I always encourage anybody to go through that. Well, Sara, this has been amazing. We are getting to the end here, and I want to give people an opportunity to know where they can connect with you, anything you have going on that you would like to share as well. So I'll leave the table for you to reveal. How can people get in touch?
Well, the easiest way currently is Instagram or Facebook. So in both places, you can find me either my name, Sara Sunray, and the links for my Facebook group will be on my bio. In the Facebook group, the Empath Empowerment Tribe, is self-care. It's found under self-care. But again, just link in my bio under Sara Sunray. Everything is there. Or Instagram under I Am Loving Self-Care, because it starts with you.
Awesome. Well, perfect. Well, we'll make sure to link that up in the show notes as well. And for anybody who wants to get, you know, the YouTube video, the full episode, show notes, how they can take a journey with Sara, all you got to do is just go to www.introspectivepodcast.com/Sara Sunray, A-S-A-R-A-S-U-N-R-E-I. And that will take you to her page where you can find all the links and everything we're doing here for this episode to make it nice and easy for you. So, Sara, it's been amazing. I love this conversation. We went through the three levels of mindset and really unpacked that for everybody here. And thinking about it a little bit more on, like, I think that by the end of this episode, and this has certainly been my experience, and I hope this is the same experience, and I believe this is the same experience for anybody listening, is that they look at mindset differently. They understand that there's more dimension to it. It's not just the positive thinking and kind of the, you know, you put it out there and it manifests. Like, there's so much more to it, and having the aligned actions, being authentic, the relationships, and understanding those levels, you know, that I think you've done a beautiful job of really explaining that and breaking it down. So thank you for bringing that message to the listeners here. And your energy is just amazing. You always get the sense of peace anytime I speak with you. And I just want to acknowledge that. So thank you for that as well. And bringing this to the podcast. It's been amazing.
Thank you so much, Jake, for inviting me. And it was such a pleasure to exchange and hear your stories and insight. They're so valuable. And I hope that people pay attention to what you're sharing in your stories, because that's really a journey that happens with a lot of people. And when we share our stories, they can actually then learn from the similarities they're experiencing on their journey, and that they're just in the perfect place to success, you know, one step at a time.
Absolutely. Well, that's all we have for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening here on Introspective Podcast. My name is Jake Anderson. I am signing off, and I will see you on the next episode.
Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of the Introspective Podcast, where mindful entrepreneurs get their daily deep dive to uncover new opportunities, raise their state of awareness, and shift the introspective towards their next breakthrough moment in both life and business. And if that sounds like you, then make sure to subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform. You can find the show on Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, and Amazon. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow here on the Introspective Podcast.